Míle buchas Paul, ar a gcéadúil sios be bhíon lom buchas a gháil a dúáin as an léthóireacht áling sin maithú agus go éirí leat le do chud taide táim se chun cóp de leabhar cineach amárach cinnte. OK? Thank you, Paul. Buchas a gháil le Fórais na Gaeilge leis. A huge thank you to Paul O'Vale. It's kind of emotional. It's kind of amazing to be reading Bay Alan Titley a hiolme quig O'Vale quig I'd say demly an ohin vishe marleif tora gom UCC agus volshe nor luig me gamim shig shkriv volshe dom dol quig O'Vale. So thanks to Alan Titley in UCC many moons ago, he recommended I go to O'Vale because I was scribbling away and never showing it to anyone. And didn't I find my tribe then when I went to O'Vale, my creative misfit brothers and sisters. So, Gramila Mahagwiv. Time to contos new ladon dar tidil on proches. Time to con dona leave asquail and agusto astrochoinagum as well. So, my poems are quite short, so I'm going to read them in Irish and then give you an English translation. On proches. So, proches the thon aulum on fuishiv on false. On spree, on fian, on town, on luch, on chush. Fall jerov, chug mafroches parsanta. Fog the ego egaduris. Cruch the kraken eregruca. Fulvig the foki. Comad the runi of the grime. Be a cup on teogang, on sucker, riv, on stirrum. So the process. Within the process lies the learning, the relief, the growth, the fun, the pain, the time, the worth, the reason. Welcome to my personal process. Leave your ego at the door. Hang your skin upon the hook. Empty your pockets. Keep your secrets to yourself. We'll have a cup of tea, the calm before the storm. Maradort Paul Rogog agus togog sa chahar me vogamurg a glan myr nor visa miig or achtan chitrish filair and gahar reached. So I'm born and bred in Cork City. Agus in chiedon elatol a levagum no a mask mughina. There's a very well-known poem by the fabulous poet Martino Diron from the Aran Islands, where he talks, it's called Fuisha Vioza, and it's a poem where he talks about, you know, when he's living and working in Dublin and he's missing his home place and his people. But in the process of the poem, he kind of poo-poos on city life and city people. So my poem is a little response to that, I guess. Tá aspa Gohna lechlosint ilatriach na gaelgas docha o winter na carroch. For obvious reasons, we don't hear many city voices in Irish literature because naturally the Irish language is strong in the gaeltacht, the countryside na tuha. So this poem is hoping shedding a bit of life on realistic city life. A mask marina. The duish skirt na lee. Knick gera o veilacha, bail na naris, e cana se cora, e corach an anro, a chown leshen sail, sail gan talav, no tianis fe irocht, irocht or bonoch, course and fitta gudlu, dlu hadra vigishnacha, e glosena kungacha, kung agen tochna tuha, debraha asanoit, oi tuas and fubbel. Salair sa ground, ground tiot nulina gusmir sa knava, knava an scale, blas na fiordana, cas capine ar a tinna chanav, agus cuir leis na lasracha. Amongst my people, north of the lee, sharp extravagant hills, norries articulate, lilting linguistically. Battling hardships of daily life, existence without land, or tensions of inheritance. an urban heritage, close-knit neighbours, nesting in kitchens and miniature yards, rural bias banished from here, people of conviction, distinctive wit, hilarity of the locals, merriment in the marrow, the bones of the story, an authentic taster, throw a stick on the bonfire, amplify the flames. Dramatic. Gramagav. An chéad an eile atá gom ná cná. Cná means wound. Tóim sé ag súgra leis an dó cheangas dóchas a dán seo. So this poem is a play between Irish and English. The English in the poem isn't a translation, but it just works with the Irish. It's an addition to it. So ní gáda am astracán a léamh. I don't need to give a translation. I think the essence is within the English you hear anyway. Okay. Cná. So Gobi Desert, Arair. You wore ribbons in your hair. Camel Corcra, Sucha at the Himple. You reminded me of times when life was simple. Faunarm Leshke Lagoalat. But my tongue is heavy, my thoughts are flat. Fechan tu suasir na realty os the chion. Your eyes smile with wonder, I shiver and shun. Kiol trawak sa chulra, taunta san air. My throat burns with thirst, fists clench clumps of hair. Bogan tu ga gros duil, gan imni ga heidrum. My pulse is pumping through my eardrums. Stone into Urum, Shulin and Fro. My body shrinks, my shadow grows. Is Diakar and Drach or the Aiga Leiv? But your presence is welcome. I feel humble and safe. Machrakin or Hura, Mavion or Lahnu. Letting go, looking up. Ig Faulum, Ig Fiausu. My next poem is called Ginnelach, which means genealogy. And I decided I wanted to read it yesterday. So I spent a bit of time with it trying to translate it. And it was only when I looked very closely at the poem, I realized there's a word in there I didn't really mean to be in there. It doesn't destroy the poem, but it was a bit of a shock. And it doesn't destroy the translation. I'm not going to tell you which word, but it will haunt me forever. Ginnelach. Fi ag brinte ag fir fadó, sin a dort ma vamo. Fi ag buid ag maná, is magar lí ol vóra. Fi ag brinis na crín, banya súlach, na scriptor scríte ar fá pér ba núil. A bríach rodi áfach, sunri ar stré, ach curach gan milán ar vaná. Gara pínos ar hu. Canunt clown renunt gan rau. Genealogy. Men had wombs long ago, according to my mammo. Women had cocks and big massive balls. Ovarian trees grew, sappy milk, the scriptures written on breastfed paper. Things changed, however, details a blur. The blame was put on women, penalised, conceiving a child without consent. Thanks. My next poem is entitled Nianda, which means childlike, and it's based on a true story, I suppose, a glimpse back to the days when you could have great crack with your friends pre-COVID. Not worry about any of that shite. And this is Nianda's, just a glimpse into a weekend I spent in Kerry with a good bunch of friends. We're still the closest of friends, many years ago before we were like proper adulting. And it was just one of those nights where at 6 a.m. you find yourselves up on sand dunes, throwing yourselves off it, kind of knowing that someone's going to get hurt, but we're just going for it. Just fucking going for it, throwing ourselves off the dunes, going, come on, lads, see what happens here. And sure enough, Brian Murphy ended up with a dislocated shoulder. And fair play to him, he still saw the funny side of it. Even when we were trying to ring 11811 to get a taxi to bring him to the hospital, he was laughing with us, and 11811 were hanging up because we were laughing so much. So one of the lads sobered up finally enough to drive him to the hospital, Paddy Rahilly, the legend. So this is Nianda. Sorry, just find the page. So for Brian Murphy, who's over in Australia, if I love her. Nianda. So La Reeve on four, inert in a lashingy, nanashlingy, diddy fungus och of lasha, ashter at all anunt, skigaroch kush cladig, shishernoch un lay, a kerfolcher rivoniha, a nocht, a rare, a rue rare, gachiha saner chiha, anol hincher a kugel sminter, bioto churagoro, ledlu chorja, nask sailta of reshu, harlinta vian lay, agason grian like filla, lamemid and duach sho, gudigan or theater dinna, balomid ling on shin. Childlike. September foragers in the field of dreams, nibbling fungus nipples along a psychedelic trail. Seashore giggles, whispering day, welcoming the night, tonight, last night, the night before, every night in the air, ever. Ancestral breath, tickling thoughts, animated conversations with trusted friends, earthly bonds extend across meridians, and the sun returns. We leap from this dune until someone gets hurt. We'll fuck off home then. Masam gudigok gach aliantor nu dinna crochoch on town no on spas shin either hushocht agus chulla aum a dog and sminchi hooing bager. So I think many creative people will understand the that time at night where you're not asleep or awake and you can have music come to you or words, you know, visions kind of to help to get the creativity started. Usually if something comes to me, I don't get up. I just like my bed too much, but I kind of think if the idea is strong enough, it'll be there still in the morning. And that's what this poem is. It's called Aún, meaning there. Aún. An líon a ciover, idir fian is fleisiúr. An tán díver, idir chorcadas agus chulas. An chuma cheistach, idir vréag agus ír. An blas casta, idir chiarav agus vilish. An second sucker, idir vrista agus yesha. An anol daim, idir gheven agus sirsha. An spas tostach, idir chula agus chúsacht. Is aon a hagan tú orm, is aon a ha an dawn. There. The blurred line between pain and pleasure. The ominous time between dark and light. The inquiring face between false and true. The complex taste between bitter and sweet. The composed moment between broken and fixed. The deep breath between captivity and free. The silent space between sleep and awake. That's where you'll find me. There lies the poem. Gurmahagav. Tá dawn a wán is as cush game on lower shalesh kasula davon. Cush game also kindly published my book. And one of the poems in it is actually an English language poem, which I wrote for people who don't speak Irish, but who have strong opinions about Irish, let's say negative opinions, which they're perfectly entitled to. I got many a strange response from people when I told them that I was studying Irish for many years, particularly during the Celtic Tiger, because there's no money in Irish, apparently. So the title of the poem is "But the Irish Language is Dead." But the Irish language is dead. But the Irish language is dead, you casually said, while sweeping a hair from your face. You seem perplexed to learn of my postgraduate studies in Gaelic. I looked to the sky, hoping to summon a response, one which would articulate the intimate relationship my soul is with my mother tongue. Although my mother did not speak Irish well, one could tell through her use of the habitual present as she'd be talking away about her day that her ancestors spoke Irish. What use is it to you? You continue. My gaze is drawn to the street name fastened to the wall above the chip upon your shoulder. Lips pressed together, my tongue dances the words Shuloj no lower, walk of the lepers. Three Gaelic words so modestly disclosing to me forgotten history, walk of the lepers. I imagine them shuffling their way to the river to bathe lumpy limbs. The anglicised version paints a different picture, however, as it declares we stand at lover's walk. Lepers were abandoned in translation, and lovers lived happily ever after. And how is it, you ask? We sat in the same class as girls, listened to the same teacher, heard the same words. How is it that I embraced this language, absorbed it, her complexities? Almost apologetically, I shake my head and say, I do not know. You reveal having been force-fed Gaeilge in primary school. You gargled it through your teenage years, dribbling sentences here and there, slipping on your mistakes, until finally the day came when you could spit it out. I empathise with you, but plead with you in my mind not to declare a language dead because you cannot find a good reason for its existence. You joke that we are getting old. I decide to share with you linguistic gold, describing the process of ageing not as decaying, but as coming into perfection. I see the reflection of the sun in your eyes as we say our goodbyes. Leper-shaped clouds form in the sky. Grimahagif. Time she come down the one Ella leave. Will she all right, Paul? I had the phone ready here to time myself and I forgot to press go, so no idea about the time. Okay. So Nira found our Rodakin to scream meowler COVID. I didn't want to write about COVID and I did not want to write about COVID. I just said I'd see what would happen. And I do have one poem entitled Virus, which you can guess what that means, virus. So time to kind of leave that topic, which you know. Virus. Fan sawalia, ni the lava, cludig the veil, na be donna. Moon the foshti, nach wilshe jacker, master na moon tori a shahamach. Quirgleacher the chorja, Meaning zoomed o the yad, canig lovini be a cochrucht gunstad, teramat igri, quer structorer the law, meaning zoomed o a reached, tog anoil. Eish le deepak chopra, den iroch dolamon peen, comad suil er the horsen, quer smacht er the gordin. Be a chopidoiroch der lina, buichasoch as the fust, quer kester the yifor zoom of inudo. Eishleshen radio, os gil buddheil das fiona, agus kiaunawan ella, a mwafwin grain. Eishle blind boy, agus tu eg shuul gasa suul, nach das on rode vebio. Nur lian tu shir ad alaba ishliha, aber padir fo gonoch, machna ver na milcha. Scovogok skjon a love a shinta gan solus gan ainia lo. Fansawalia, ni the lava, cludig the veil, na be done. So I'll read the translation. Virus. The translation isn't half as nice as the Irish, sorry. Anyway, virus. Stay at home. Wash your hands. Cover your mouth. Don't be bold. Teach your kids. Isn't it hard? Respect for teachers from now on. Phone your friends. Explain Zoom to your dad. Buy gloves. Cook nonstop. Go running. Plan your day. Explain Zoom to him again. And breathe. Listen to Deepak Chopra. Attempt to write. Look out for your neighbours. Sort out your garden. Shop online. Grateful for your job. Ask your sister to explain Zoom to him. Listen to the radio. Open a nice bottle of wine and another in the sunshine. Listen to Blind Boy. Walking happy out. Isn't it great to be alive? When you rest your head in bed at night, recite a pagan prayer, thinking of Manny. Pulmonary terror, their hands stretched without hope, alone. Stay at home. Wash your hands. Cover your mouth. Don't be bold. Gurmila Mahagiv. I hope you enjoy the rest of O'Vale tonight. Mila Bwaikas, Paul McCarry Yealish. Gurmahagiv.